Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing well, but I think I'd be doing better if I was in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland was not the most exciting destination at first for these women, but then they were like in love with it.
Wow. Okay. So Oh my God, Cleveland got a bad rap right here. Like, they're like, you're packing your bags, you're going to Cleveland. And everyone was like, oh, yay. Wow. Cool. Fun.
Yeah. They had to like take a moment, like, Cleveland. Is that Ohio? Like, where is this? I mean, Chris hyped it up like arts, culture, rock and roll. So I don't know. Are they thinking Vegas, Nashville? I'm not sure what you would think with rock and roll. Graceland? Is that Memphis? I don't know. But yeah, Cleveland, shades of maybe Richmond, Virginia, sort of like a random city.
But I feel like this is even more random.
It's not on the coast. It's... yeah, how do they pick these cities?
Money, that's how. They get money for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven through. I have to say, it makes me want to stop now that I've seen, like, the the Lake Erie, I don't know, coastline featured and some cool Instagram spots.
Place, not the only place you've seen Lake Erie coastline. You had a great view of it when you came to see me.
It's so true. I just see other angles. Yeah.
I've been to Cleveland probably between 4 and 10 times.
Okay.
And I like it. I like it a lot. It's, you know, it's like a 4-hour drive from my house. So it's a nice little jaunt.
Yeah.
I really used to have baseball tournaments there every year. I've been a couple times since. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, had a couple great times there. Went to a Cleveland Indians game. That was a lot of fun. I like Cleveland.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot to do, and you know, I think it's kind of fun that they make them go to something that's not so glamorous. Maybe it's a good way to test out, you know, can they hang? Can they handle?
Yeah.
Like, it's like when Chris Soules took them to Iowa, a lot of them couldn't handle it. So, and Peter was really excited. I mean, he's just been in California his whole life. So Cleveland was pretty exotic, it seemed like.
I think he's pretty excitable.
True. Yeah. So that was pretty funny though. I would have thought that The Bachelor would have made them like reshoot the take, like, okay, let's get a little more excited. But because if Cleveland's paying them to come, they were not excited to go. But maybe it's the low expectations, then it showed them being very excited about walking around town. The downtown looked cute. The date locations were cool. So maybe,
yeah, I think it was like a slow burn.
Yeah, maybe Cleveland's like, hey, this is what you expect. I feel like, didn't North Dakota have some kind of weird slogan that's I don't know. I feel like there's another state that was like, it's better than you expect, or I don't know, something like that.
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, they go to Cleveland. This is our first stop. It kind of reminded me of like going to a hometown. It seemed like a destination you might go on a hometown date, but they have a pretty nice penthouse. So nice view again of Lake Erie. And this is where the anticipated Victoria F date is going to go down. She gets a date card that says, today our love soars to new heights. That kind of clue did not sit well with her.
No, she had no interest in skydiving, which is funny because, you know, some eagle-eyed people found a photo of her on her Instagram skydiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she said, like, that her, you know, her answer to that was, oh, well, I've done it before, but I'll never do it again. Like, I was so scared. And it's kind of like, okay. Victoria seems like she's playing a lot of things up. There's a lot this date that I was like, can we take a step back, maybe? You know, so she was kind of freaking out about this date, and then she ended up going on a plane and they went to Cedar Point, which is an amusement park in Ohio.
Have you been there?
I haven't, no. But a lot of people around here do go there, you know, as like a weekend trip or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up having like a great time on the roller coasters. And then we get to, you know, another surprise in the date, which was the Chase Rice concert. And it was her quote ex-boyfriend, and like she was freaking out about it. And I don't know, like, I feel like I would laugh at it. She was really worried at how what Peter would say. And it's like, I bet every woman left in The Bachelor right now has had an ex-boyfriend. And like, if right. they ran into them, it wouldn't be that dramatic. And then I was reading something that, you know, Chase said it was only one night. Like, he wasn't really like her ex-boyfriend. Like, I think it would be hilarious if you whispered in the guy's ear and was like, I F this dude. Like, how funny is that, man? Like,
you think Victoria should have played a different strategy instead
of she was like
dancing in front of him and acting like just really awkward, but not acknowledging it right away.
Yeah, she was like so weird about it. And like, I feel like if she was more chill, it would have been, she did exactly what the producers wanted her to do. And maybe in the moment it's different, but I feel like we could see from a mile away that this is not a coincidence. It never is. Mm-hmm. Not stuff like this. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't get reality TV, but like, you can tell that that was like some producer manipulation and like maybe not to give in to the reaction they want, which is the one she gave. Like, I feel like you could have a lot more fun with it, because like later during dinner she made like such a big deal of it, and it was like, they all have exes, like it's fine, yours just happened to be on Survivor one time
and a famous country star now, or up and coming. I mean, where whatever. Does he fall somewhere in there?
I don't care about that.
It was odd, because it was like she was scared. It seemed like as soon as she heard the music starting, because she was like, wait, who is it? Who is it? Who is it? So I've been reading different things about, like, I saw his statement like, yeah, like, wish her the best. It was just one night. She's calling him an ex-boyfriend. And then, but then she says like, he didn't want me to go on the show. So that seems like a little bit more than one night, if they're talking about it, or at least they're in contact, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more recent than I would expect too, like, so obviously it was like right before she went on the show, if they're talking about that. It so then did she know that he was also maybe going to be on the show, and that's why she suspected it? Or is that why he was saying don't go on the show?
I don't know. Oh, that's a good question. I'm really not sure.
Because he also said that he didn't, his agent and whoever assured him, well, they never have the lead talk to the musical. Like, they would never do anything like that, because he knew she was on the show, but was yet somehow surprised that this occurred, you know, that she was the one on the date.
And it's, I mean, like, if he knew she was on the show, he shouldn't have been that surprised. Again, he has been on reality TV. He knows how these things work. You know, I saw an interview with him saying that, like, one of the reasons he didn't love his Survivor experience was because he felt that they made him into somebody who he wasn't, or something like that. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's a season that I didn't watch. So, like, how did he come off in that season?
I think, God, it's been a long time. I don't think he came off that bad, but I don't think he came off that great. Like, I feel like there was, it was kind of a trash season because everyone on the show was pretty brutal.
Yeah, because he was runner up, right?
Yes.
And was there, but like,
another guy in the final three got a lot more heat than he did. He was just like more like, he was always trying to be the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always work in Survivor.
Right. Yeah. And then did it seem like he was kind of making eyes at her during the concert, or is that just clever editing as well?
Probably just clever editing.
He's probably winking at someone else in the audience before they even showed up. Yeah. So this, they dance, and then we get a lot of Peter talking in confessionals about like, oh, maybe I end up with Victoria and Chase Rice plays at our wedding. Like, this is the best date ever. Chase Rice, like, clearly they were asking him like so much about the musical act, like they wouldn't normally do. And we saw him even talking to Chase afterwards, which seemed weird because then Victoria's hanging back. Mm-hmm. And then she talks to him separately. And we've never seen a scene like that before.
And again, she just made us so weird. It was, she'd just be like, hey, so great to see you. How funny is this? Like,
right.
Have a great life.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not want to be there talking to her. He's just like, yeah, whatever you need to do. Do what you think is best for you. And it was just so awkward when he's talking to Peter, like, yeah, how far, what week is this? Or he had some awareness of how the show works. But then they have their date and she is convinced. So they have their date afterwards, the dinner. And she's, yeah, like you said, very like over the top about it and not wanting to tell him. And he gets really nervous, like, I have something to tell you. And then, you know, she tells him, runs off. So how do you think she should have handled this?
She should have handled it before and just right. said, I banged that dude. LOL. High five.
Right. What did you think of Peter's reaction?
I don't even remember it. Like, I think he was pretty chill with it. He was like, okay.
Yeah, it took him a few beats. But it was to like understand. Funny because
he was like, Chase, like Chase. Who do you mean? Like the Chase? Singer? Like the singer? Like the Chase, like Chase, Chase.
Oh yeah, Chase. Maybe he was like, oh, Chase, like the bachelor guy.
I mean, like,
who else would he be thinking?
That's
of?
A possibility.
Right. Like, why are you telling me this now? And then he was like, I talked to him. Oh, that's pretty funny. And she runs off. And then he gets a little bit of time to compose himself, even though he was pretty fine about it. He just was a little surprised. But I feel like that was probably him processing, like, okay, what did the producers do? You know, like, okay, they did this. Just kind of like what they did with the Hannah date. Like, Hannah came back and he didn't know what the topic was going to be and all that. So he goes off and consoles her and is just kind of like, you know, you didn't do anything. Kind of everybody has exes. It's just sort of how you would hope he would respond.
Mm-hmm.
And gives her the rose and everything seems fine. So it was not as big of a deal as she made it out to be. But good luck for the, like, on the producer's part. On stumbling into the situation. Do you think we'll see this particular scenario come up again? Are they going to, like, look into people's exes and anyone who's dated any kind of random musician or someone that could host a date?
Probably. I mean, like, I don't see this being like the total end of it, but this is, I feel like this is pretty lucky.
Right.
Although you're finding a lot of girls who are kind of like fame chasing probably on this show.
Mm-hmm.
In the scene. Might do so through their intercourse partners.
Yeah. What I was thinking is it would have been so much better. I know the Bachelor can never resist their promos, but if they had not promoted this at all, it would have just been like so shocking because it's like, oh, okay, another private concert. We're going to kind of tune this out. And it was just, that moment would have been a lot more shocking if we hadn't been clued into that it was happening.
For sure.
So then she doesn't tell anybody back at the hotel, back at the house. But we'll see later on that someone else spreads the news again. Uh-huh. It's not the biggest deal. I don't know why she was so upset about it, but yes. So they also had the amusement park to themselves early in the date. So how are you feeling overall about them as a couple?
I think they had a great time, but I just don't see it. I don't see him ending up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. They had a weird like toast, like cheers to, she said like, cheers to our sons having hot moms and successful dads.
Okay.
It has to be worse than even Hannah Brown's toast. Like, that was just so strange. And then, yeah, there's something off about, like, I think she's really cute, but just something off about how, like, she was so scared of the fashion show, but then she was totally fine. And then this whole situation was just so upsetting.
Yeah. It just all feels like a little much.
Mm-hmm. And then now knowing that she's skydiving, but acted like, I could never do that. So just falling into this role of like, I need comfort. I need, you know, I'm not comfortable here and I'm doing this for you. And we see this also with kind of Victoria P as well. So maybe it's a Victoria thing. But we have a new group date. And it's basically everyone else except Kelsey. So finally, now no one's getting left behind. But you have these like huge group dates. And it says, let's tackle love together. So they go to First Energy Stadium, pitting two teams against each other, playing football. Supposedly, the losers won't have time with him. It doesn't work out that way.
No, I also have some like a hilarious anecdote, which is that when they went to this date, Ethan was like, oh, who plays there? I was like, wait, really? He's like, well, I don't know who plays at First Energy Center. I'm like, it's obviously the Cleveland Browns. And he's like, well, like, I don't know, could be like a college football stadium. Like, there's so many big ones. And I was like, it's like this whole stadium is orange and brown and it's in Cleveland. Like, it's obviously the Cleveland Browns. He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, okay.
I won't. Not until they say it. I won't know for sure.
But they didn't say it.
They didn't say it. Yeah.
They no, at least there's so many Browns logos around the stadium that they had to blur out.
That's so funny. Yeah. So, conspiracy theory, maybe it's not, you know, until they announce maybe it. Maybe cool. Ethan's right. That's funny. Yeah. First Energy Stadium. Did you know the players that were there? Because I don't know football, so.
No, I don't. I don't really partake that much in football.
Yeah.
Too many concussions.
Josh Cribbs and Hanford Dixon.
Sure.
Closed captioning helped me out there. McKenna said she was the least athletic. She could not catch the football. She tried many times. And then Victoria apparently has a back issue that it just came up at the state.
Yeah, I got, you know, she was probably on that motion thing a couple days ago and that threw her back out. So
yeah, maybe she could do like, did she do bull riding the other time? I know she's on that
maybe
date.
That was it.
Line dancing threw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why has no other woman used this strategy? Because it was pretty smart. She got extra attention without like having to get injured. I mean, on this date, she didn't have to do anything. She's just like, yeah, I'm just going to sit this one out. Have fun.
Good idea.
Sit on the sidelines, cheer you on. And Shean had four touchdowns. And then miraculously, the other side tied it at like 17 seconds to go. So it was a tie and no time for overtime. I think normally there's overtime protocol in football, but not this time.
So. Yeah, not this time. And so then biggest group date ever.
Yeah. And then, of course, the winning team. Do you remember on Ari's season when I think it was Crystal's date, like, or Crystal's group date? And Ari decided to invite the losing team, and Crystal got so pissed.
Oh, God. Call them a needle dick loser or something like that.
Yeah.
God, that's funny. That is just a rip roaring great time for us.
Yeah. They always find a way to make whoever they want to be on the date show up on the date. Just like Kelly winning that, you know, cheating her way to a win. If they wanted her to have the private time, she gets the private time. So, unfortunately, to Shean and everyone else that was on that team. So they go to, it looked like they were at the aquarium for the cocktail party. And Natasha had said, Shean, you have to get that time with him right away. You had all the, you carried our team. And so I'll support you to speak to him right away. But who should he speak to right first? Who steals him? The one woman.
Victoria!
Yeah, the one woman who didn't play at all. So they already weren't happy about that. And then Victoria, she must have like gone to some other area. Maybe she was having interviews because she didn't go back with the women. Shean then talks to him second. And while Shean's talking to him, who should show up? It was, we saw it in the previews, but Alea's back.
Alea's back.
She made it all the way up to Cleveland. I don't think she lives in Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah.
Ohio.
This rocked the women's world. They were not, like, jaws were on the floor. And she just kind of strolls right past, comes up to where Shean is, like, hey, can I steal him? And that has to be really strange to be on that one-on-one time and sort of try to register. She was like, I had to do a double take because she's not expecting to see Alea. Nobody was.
No.
And Alea's back to clear her name. And yeah, this does not go over well at all.
Shockingly, no. I think it's reasonable and fair for her to be able to get the chance to come back and talk to Peter. Mm-hmm. And say, like, hey, I don't want you to have this wrong impression of me. I don't have to come back, but I just need you to know that this is not what the scoop is. So I'm glad she did get that opportunity. Gosh, do you think she deserved to come back?
Well, I feel like it would have been different if he... So we did see him last episode kind of weighing it or regretting it immediately afterward. They showed him talking to the producer. I feel like it would have been different if he had said, you know, I'm still thinking about Leia a lot. I really feel like I want her to come back or something to that effect, where if it mm-hmm. was like he initiated it. But I think because she came back on her own accord or by invite by the producers, then it made it seem like she was manipulating him again or back to her old tricks or something. But it's totally, I think, fair for him to be able to kind of create the rules if, mm-hmm. you know, he really had strong feelings towards her. I don't think he thinks she's the one. So to me, it's like, is it worth mm-hmm. all the drama that he's creating?
Yeah, but I did like Kelsey's point a little later on. And she said, hey, if it's you and me at the end of this, I want you to be sure. I want you to like not have any doubts. And if she has to come back for you to eliminate all those doubts, then you know what? That's what you have to do. And I think that's yeah. a great point because he was doubting himself. And, you know, he could send her home next week. But right. we don't know. And he doesn't know. And he's clearly a little confused. And the person he trusted the most, it felt like, Victoria, is clearly was kind of feeding him a different story, and he is very confused by that. And based mm-hmm. on, you know, I feel like he eliminated her kind of based on the Victoria thing,
right?
And then when it came out that that's not like totally the most truth, then mm-hmm. he was like, well, I think it's only fair she comes back for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I think he sort of realized, wait, I was basing it on this info. And he made a statement kind of like, I had told myself that I would trust my gut and go with my intuition. And I didn't do that in this case. So I think he wanted to kind of bring it back to, you know, what he would have done. Plus, it was like, he wasn't messing with any of the numbers because there was a rose that was left on the table last week, so it's not messing up anything with production.
Yeah.
But did he need to give her the group date rose? Like, did he need to walk hand in hand with her back and hand her the rose?
Probably not.
No. But it was pretty good to see, like, just a good TV moment. And then I was a little let down because the previews, I mean, I know I should not be relying on this, but previews made it seem like the women walked out while Peter was there. Like, I'm leaving. And I was like, I can't wait for this mass exodus on a date. Like, all the women just leave. But they just like left after Peter had already left. There was no like consequence to that at all.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, we don't want to talk to you, Leia. I'm leaving. So, yeah, I think it could be end up being a good move in the sense that it will allow him to kind of see how these other women react, because it really caused a ripple effect mm-hmm. with everyone getting so upset, because I think they felt like, okay, he trusts me, he valued my opinion, I made these claims, and now she's back, and if he starts asking questions, and if they were sort of, you know, bending the truth a little bit or just exaggerating because they didn't like Leia, it's not going to look too good on them if he... And we see that with a couple of them.
No, it looks so mad on everyone involved.
Yeah. And they were just getting so mad at Leia too. Like, why are you back? Why are you back? And why can't you just wait till the women tell all? You just want to be on the show. And there was, I think, only one woman that was really defending Leia. So I don't know if they had been friends or if she was just kind of like, no, like, she likes Peter. So,
yeah,
fair and square kind of thing. But yeah, she gets the group date rose, and that basically means that he talked to Leia on the date, he talked to Shianne, and he talked to Victoria. So all these women that were playing football and competing and thinking they were going to get a date, did not get any time with him. So that was a big issue as well with him, understandably, I would say.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we see is that Alea was eliminated. So she has all the spoiler
gossip.
This
is not, okay with me. Yeah. This is not okay. So Alea comes in and she says, oh yeah, well, Victoria's date that she went on, like, she dated that guy. She dated Chase, you know, the singer.
This is so crazy.
People, people weren't upset with Victoria for not telling them, which I think is great and a good reflection on some of the women there. But they're like mad at Alea, like, hey, like, this, that's not for you to tell. Like, that's Victoria's information to share. And it's not fair for her to go and get all these spoilers and come back.
Right.
It's just, it's not.
Well, and then for her to be like, oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like, well, you had to be seeking it out on spoiler sites. We didn't see it. We're not following along when, like, oh, what date are they on right now? So, yeah. And then I think, like, the other one would be like, well, what did you read about me? Or, you know, like, what came out? Like, you know, so I think it's just kind of, yeah, a little strange that she just got so wrapped up in it and then felt like, if you're going to come back on the show, then sort of, I think, go back into that environment on the same playing field as everyone else and just sort of like, okay, maybe you know that, but kind of keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Or at least maybe ask questions like, oh, so who's your date with? And confirm it too, you know. Because not every spoiler is going to be accurate.
But it's also irrelevant to her. Like, you know, right. This is what we were talking about. It's like, don't waste your time talking about not you. And like, what's the point? What's the point?
Right. Right. Yeah. So you alluded to Kelsey had a really good reaction, which, Kelsey, what a turnaround, right? Like, she was champagne gate.
He loves that she's so no drama.
No drama. What? Where's he been? Somehow it's just all forgotten. But he has to break the news to her about Alea. I guess it took me a minute to like figure this out, but it's like, okay, if they were out the night before, she was probably in bed and got up early to go on this date in the morning to explore Cleveland. So unless one of the women's gonna like wake her up and be like, Alea's here, she wouldn't even have that info. So he's like, oh, there's something I have to tell you. She gets all nervous and then she has like a reaction that he really felt good about too, because he saw other people not have that kind of reaction. And yeah, I think her reaction about like, if you choose me in the end, then I'll know, like, there's no second thoughts. Don't want to be an Ari. So, she didn't have a problem with it, at least to his face. And I don't think she
again,
was
that's
one.
The right reaction, yeah, to his face.
Exactly.
Perfect reaction to his face.
Yes. And I don't think she was one that had many issues with Alea to begin with. I think she only was one of the ones that said, like, yeah, she maybe like plays it up a little bit or changes her voice a little bit. So they walk around town, and where do they go? They go to an arcade, a photo booth, polka dancing in the street. Have you ever done that when you're in Cleveland?
No, I can't say I have. Not much of a polka dancer, not much of a dancer.
Soapbox car racing?
Nope, definitely not.
Yeah, so a lot of things to discover as they're walking around town. And then they have dinner on a boat. And we get to learn a little bit more about Kelsey and her background. What did you think of her personal story about her dad and the divorce?
Oh, that was just heartbreaking, finding out that your parents are splitting up before your mom does. And, you know, yeah, she said she didn't see him for 12 years. Gosh, I would have a really hard time letting back anyone into my life who left me for 12 years. But
right,
maybe I hold on to a little more resentment than she does. Good on her, you know.
Right. Because at a really impressionable age, like seventh grade, your dad abandons the family.
How devastating. Devastating. Yeah.
So that would mean like, he was gone from like her age 13 to 25, like her whole like teenage years. Yeah, that's crazy. And then she's like, he moved to Mexico and had a whole new family or something. Like,
oh, never call me.
Yeah, it's like, peace out. Bye. Yeah, so yeah, she's very forgiving. But yeah, it kind of would explain why, like, it would explain, like, she might be more cautious in relationships, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, how are you feeling about them as a pair?
I thought this was a good date for them. I thought Kelsey came off really well, especially after the last couple of weeks. We'll see if that continues down the way, but I thought this was cute and fun for them.
Yeah, he seemed really taken with her. I thought she was gorgeous. They had the fireworks after. So obviously she gets the rose. And then we have the beginning of the rose ceremony cocktail party. And he's about to take someone away to talk to them. And then Deandra and Natasha both speak up about how mad they are about the situation. Do you think they handled that well?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of like, okay, sorry. All right, Victoria, I'm still going to talk to you now. But I think it was good that they maybe see the writing on the wall that, like, if he's not spending time with them, they might as well speak their piece if they're going to get eliminated that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then help me understand Victoria P, because I'm really
confused. I wish I could, truly.
He's like, Victoria, can I talk to you? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. And he's like,
I don't want to sit down.
You don't want to talk to me? No, let's talk. I want to talk to you. Sit down. I don't want to sit down. Yeah. Okay, I'll sit. What is going on here? Like, she's so mad that he let Alea back. But I don't think the move is to be this, like, I don't know, like picking fights, so combative with him. Oh, you don't trust me.
And it's like she knows she got caught. So that's why she's kind of acting like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she tried to spin it and say like, well, it was my truth. It was my truth. And it was just like so, so odd.
Yeah, because so Alea comes in and says, I can't believe she said that we only have known each other for 3 hours. We went on a trip to Vegas together. And Victoria admits to this, but yet is still saying, like, I told you my truth. And then she'll just jump to, I opened up to you so much. I was so vulnerable with you. But he just wants answers. He's not talking about her other stories about her life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting tactic. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And then she is like, well, and then don't get me started on Victoria F. What she did to Victoria F. Oh, it's not my story to tell. But you're planting the seed that, like, Alea is this evil person. So then he talks to Victoria F, who she had no problem with Alea until this whole situation. But then she talks about how she told everyone about Chase Rice thing. Then he talks to Alea again. It's just the whole, like, repeat the week before. It's like, yeah. What should have happened last week, I guess. So, I don't know where this is going.
Wherever it's going nowhere pretty fast.
Yeah. I almost feel like he should get rid of both Victoria P and Alea.
Yeah.
If they're not the one, you know, if he feels really strongly about one of them, but yeah, it's just become like this investigative thing. We didn't even get a rose ceremony after all of this.
No, we didn't. It did feel like we were heading in the direction of no rose ceremony, so I wasn't that surprised.
Yeah. A lot more eventful than some of these other to be continued, but it did feel like we could have just seen how this, we could have seen how it ends up. Mm-hmm. Because it's probably going to finish up really quickly on Monday night. We did find out about next week.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Amy. Like, why?
This is the first.
Yeah.
Two episodes next week, but they're not back to back. Monday and Wednesday night. What's going on Tuesday night on ABC?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I've also heard that one of the episodes is going to be 3 hours long.
What?
No. Yeah.
Why? So our plan is to record as we normally do right after the Monday episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see if the Wednesday episode is so necessary. I have a feeling the article we saw said that it has to do with his accident in Costa Rica, which if they make a whole episode about that, that would be really boring, I think.
Yeah, it would be.
Because the women weren't even there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I feel like we know all that we need to know about it from the internet.
That was the one story that we saw everywhere. So that was the one spoiler, which was not really a spoiler, just like he has a scar on his face now because he crushed a wine glass and, yeah, tripped or something. So that should be interesting. All right. Although we didn't get any eliminations, we do have draft scores updated. So let's see. Kelsey helped me out. I was not feeling that great about her even getting a one-on-one date, but I am in the lead by 1 point right now. Thank you, Kelsey. Girl. Yeah. We'll see once the eliminations come around. Who do you think is most in danger of going? Do you think Alea could be eliminated again or Victoria?
No, I don't. I think, who could be eliminated? Let's take a quick little look here. Remind myself of who's there.
Kiara is still there.
Yeah, seen she's her gone. At all. She's sorry, gone. Girl. You're not making it of Ohio.
Savannah's been pretty invisible.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're both going to stay around for a little bit longer.
Yeah. It would be pretty cruel of him to get rid of Shean and just any of these women that it's like he gave them no time, but when they were supposed to have time. But again, mm-hmm. I have a feeling he's going to keep the people that we've seen because that's usually how these things work. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not feeling great. Even about Lexi, we haven't seen much of her anymore. Victoria P. Yeah. Let's see. Yep. So, Haley, you have Victoria F., Tammy, and McKenna. So Victoria F. helped you out. Unfortunately, we didn't have any points for ex-boyfriend appears in a concert, but maybe we can put that into the future.
If only.
Tammy, I hope Tammy stays around. It looked like she was in the preview for next week, but again, you don't know if they've been, it's before they're eliminated or after. And I couldn't determine where they're, is it Costa Rica next week already?
Yeah, I think so, because that's where I think where he damaged his head.
So it doesn't even make sense why they'd go to Cleveland like from a flight path at all. They're already in California.
It makes sense because of the money, Amy. Yeah, you know.
Like if they're going to Europe, then it's like, okay, they're going in the right direction here. I can't imagine there's a direct flight from Cleveland. Anyway, follow at George CTV for the updates, but this is just kind of a holdover until next week when we actually have elimination. So I'll enjoy my lead for a little bit, but I think Matt's picks are still looking a lot stronger. Madison, Hannah, and Kelly still on his team. All right. And then we have audience questions and emails. Haley, where can people email us if they have a long form question?
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
All right. Awesome. So this one is from Marguerite. She says, which is a crueler bachelor situation? A.
Not the donut.
Right, not a crueler. Victoria F.'s plane date plus ex-boyfriend concert. B. Dean's hometown. Or C. One not listed above. She says, I've only watched since Nick's season, so I'm probably missing older options. And then she also says, Pete is going to make the best sports dad. His ability to hype is real. So true. He was so impressed with their football game.
I'm going to say Dean's hometown is definitely crueler than this, than the ex-boyfriend. Because, again, I think Victoria is using ex-boyfriend a little loosely. Where Dean's, it's clear that he had some actual trauma going on. Is there anything you can think of that's worse than this?
I mean, aside from, like, the standard, like, making them, like, making Tasha do all these like Fear Factor dates, like she seemed to like them, so it wasn't cruel to her, but I would think it's cruel to be like, okay, I have to bungee jump, I have to skydive. But I'm trying to think, there probably is, but it's not jumping out at me. Yeah, Dean's definitely was a tough one, because yeah, usually like the family situation, if the family doesn't want to be involved, then they opt out. And yeah, but this one seemed like, yeah, maybe Dean should have opted out, or and then this is from George. He says, have we talked amusement park rides on the podcast before? What's a ride you would put on your bachelor application as most terrified to ride, thereby ensuring the producers included it on your date? And what's a ride that you and Peter would go on and afterwards you would ask if you could do it again? And then my wife wants to know, do people really run up to and jump into each other's arms in real life, or does that only happen on The Bachelor? Also, did Kelsey say jump right before she jumped into Peter's arms?
Well, you got to prepare people.
Yeah. I'm doing the Bachelor jump, so.
I would say, I'll answer George's wife's question first. Mm-hmm. I weigh about the same as Ethan, so I don't do much jumping into his arms.
Yeah, I've never done it.
What was the first? Let me read the first question again.
So, amusement park rides.
Oh, that slingshot, I am out on. No chance. Not happening for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another one. She was like so scared, but then she loved it. I mean, I guess that's possible. But yeah, those always really scare me. I've never done those. I think the scariest type that I've been on is like the Viking ship that goes upside down.
Oh, I hate that too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think I would do it again. But maybe because I've done it, maybe that would be like a safe one I could put and be like, okay, I would never do this. And then, but yeah, you could go like, oh, I'm so scared of Ferris wheels or something like that. Something that's like not so scary.
Yeah. Like I like roller coasters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Ferris wheels.
Okay.
I do go on them though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ethan really likes them. So mm-hmm. I just do it. You know, I don't know. I like rides.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love the teacups. Those are my favorite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you could say, be like Victoria P and be like, I'm so scared of teacups. And then you'll get them on the ride. You'll get them on your date. What's a ride that you would go on afterwards? Do it again. Oh, you know what I would not want to do is the haunted house. I hate those like amusement park haunted houses.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. I like kind of the basic roller coasters. I don't like the ones that are like totally upside down or huge drops, but just kind of those old school ones. Yeah. Then from Twitter at Matt Schmaltzer says, question for the pod. Had Victoria P just been honest about her prior relationship with Aaliyah from the start, could this entire situation have been avoided?
I mean, like, was it that bad of a situation?
Yeah, what was her point of saying that they only knew each other for 3 hours? Like, was she just trying to be cautious about, like, what the producers would still
I mean,
think,
maybe just, or? Like, say, yeah, we've hung out in groups. Like, she's not my best friend, but I know her.
Yeah. Very strange. And then at Sauce Castillo 96. Honestly, at @hstrong_ and at RHAP Recapper, would you guys prefer to not have a date this week, given that it's in Cleveland?
I'd go to Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
Yeah, I think I'd be excited.
But you and I are pretty easy to please when it comes to trips. It's like, oh, a trip? Sure.
Yeah, I do one of those people where it's like, oh, a city I haven't really spent any time in, or, you know, it's still The Bachelor, so they're going to put money behind the dates, and so they're going to be in cool locations. So, because even, like, that Cedar Point is not in Cleveland. They flew there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the aquarium, the backdrop was cool. It looked like a cool warehouse building, and walking around the city, getting up early, which I don't love to do, but I think if it was like on The Bachelor's dime, I'd be like, yeah, let's check it out. And then we got a tweet from Danny, let's see, Laura Kathleen at LauraCat1 said, I'm probably too late for the pod. No, you were not. But how soon is it appropriate to call The Bachelor your boyfriend? Tammy says, I just want to talk to my boyfriend, and I think episode 3 is aggressive. Hometowns, maybe? I feel like Tammy said it. Even Kiara said it.
Yeah.
We've never even seen them, like, talking to each other.
I probably wouldn't feel comfortable calling him my boyfriend until I had that ring on my finger.
Yeah. It is weird when there's still, like, 20 people left, and... Mm-hmm.
If you haven't left the country yet, he's not your boyfriend.
Right. I think maybe like, okay, you're on a one-on-one date and the waiter comes up and they say something, then you can act, you know, maybe use it in that context or kind of like, yeah, like, if you were my boyfriend, I feel like it'd be better to play it safer and be a little bit, yeah, a little bit more like, yeah, when you get to be my boyfriend, then it's something that he can aspire to. And it's like, oh, I don't totally have her yet kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's especially weird when it's like the ones that we haven't even seen a one-on-one date with. But I think, didn't Victoria already say she was falling in love with him? So.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's all extreme. It's all extreme.
Is a little, is better than that. Let's see. Will Holston. Is it normal to give long, meaningful hugs to strangers you barely know? Is it normal to wipe tears off the cheeks of a woman you barely know?
No, it's not appropriate for any of that.
Yeah, that was such a weird... So he puts Alea and Victoria together to talk. And I could not even follow the logic here of what she was saying to... What they were saying to each other. Because you would not wipe a tear off if you knew someone for 3 hours and barely talked to them.
I wouldn't do it if I knew them, like, well, right. I don't think.
Yeah. Maybe say like, hey, do you need a Kleenex or something? So strange. Yeah, she just comes up to her, gives her a huge hug, but yet she hates her. Strange. Judy Baldwin, I have a petty question for the petty cast. Why does Hannah Ann go by Hannah Ann if it's literally the same name twice? If Peter marries her, does he have to start going by Peter Pete? Is she trying to rip off Flavor Flav? Oh my gosh. Yeah, Hannah's a variation of Anna, right? Like, so.
I feel like she's only doing it because it's makes it slightly different than Hannah, who he just dated.
Right. Is her Instagram like Hannah Ann? You know how people their first middle name? Because maybe then.
Yeah,
Hannah seems like. Yeah.
It's a bad last name.
It is. I guess if you're comparing the two, maybe you'd have to go by Peter Eat. Like if it's the middle, like his hand's like in the. Ann is in the middle of her name. Peter Eat.
Peter Eat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll have to. If she gets the family visit, it's a question to ask her parents.
Show me that birth certificate.
Yeah. Justin Feinberg, who in this cast is 100% grade A dirt squirrel?
Probably Leia.
Hmm. So was that a Chase quote? I know I've heard that quote from.
It wasn't Chase quote. It was a Ben Henry, aka Benry quote.
Okay.
Called Alina, who is the first not evictee. The Kemi conversation we had last week, I think, has gotten to my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Vote outie.
No, they're all castaways. Cast off?
Cast off?
Hmm.
Huh, whatever.
Not juror.
Anyway, yeah, so. Benry called Alina a grade A dirt squirrel in his voting out confessional.
So funny. And then play a game with Amy. Ask Amy to guess the number of Twitter followers of each of these three people have.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. Because I didn't include it, obviously.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Chase Rice.
Chase Rice.
How many Twitter followers does Chase Rice have? He's a runner-up on Survivor Nicaragua, and he's a country music star.
I feel like he's pretty popular. I'm going to say 1 million.
1.1 million.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Judd Fabio Berza, winner of Survivor Nicaragua, and hasn't tweeted since May 2013.
I didn't even know he had a Twitter. Since when?
May 2013. That predates our podcast.
Wow. 4,800.
2,280.
Wow.
I think you have more than that.
I'm not sure. So.
Tennille Arts, guest country music performer on the last three seasons of The Bachelor and an active tweeter.
Hmm. Tennille Arts. I've just never heard of them or her. Is her name Tennille or is it a group? I still don't
know.
Couldn't
tell you. And I'm not looking it up.
All right. 9,000?
7,569.
Oh, gosh. Pretty good. Just add 2,000 to each of these.
Yeah, you did pretty good on this game.
All right. That's not good placement for that singer.
Nope.
If you've been on The Bachelor. Let's see. Emily Hawk. This might be too heavy for The Bachelor wrap-up, but I'd really love to hear your thoughts on how divorce is talked about on this show regarding Kelsey's date. We've already seen Peter praise other women, say, "I love that," when they share how long their parents have been married. His first question in response to Kelsey's story is whether her parents' divorce changes her approach to relationships. Why is divorce treated like a disqualification for finding love on this show? We've also seen it with contestants who were previously married. Just curious to hear other voices on this subject.
Yeah, this is something that's always kind of bothered me. It's like, you know, the fact that your parents have been married a long time automatically, first time reason, gives you a leg up on relationships in general, when I don't think that has a, like, obviously your parents' relationship has an impact on you. But like, my parents have been married for almost 36 years at this point. And like, it hasn't always been perfect. Like, it hasn't always been, you know, like, oh, the best love story. I'm so lucky. Like, I got to see the best love story of all time. Like, that's not just like, so I think it's shaped my view of relationships and love in that, you know, I view relationships as a partnership. And I don't necessarily believe in like, oh, soulmates, and you're the one, like, destiny has brought us together. Like, I feel like in my relationship, I choose who I'm in a relationship with, and we choose each other every single day. And I feel like just because your parents got divorced, like, I feel like that doesn't make you any different, or like makes you unable to like have a healthy relationship just because like your parents didn't have one necessarily, because, you know, we don't know. Kelsey's mom could have gotten remarried to a really amazing guy, and like, he could have been great, and that could have been a really great example of relationships. Or, you know, your sister could have had a really great boyfriend, and like, that makes sense to you. You know, like, there's so many examples of good relationships that I don't think like your parents being divorced is the be all and end all. And it's just, I think because The Bachelor is such like a, like, oh, love is everything, like that, you know, oh, my grandparents have been together for like 85 years and they hold hands every single day. And it's just like, that's just not it. It's not always it. It's not always the ultimate.
Yeah. And then I think we see it kind of factor in sometimes on when they go to hometowns too. It's like, you feel like they have to like make up for something if, depending who the lead is, but like if they have a different type of, they don't have the traditional family arrangement with the parents still married, then it's like something that they have to explain or something like that. So yeah, it is a little, definitely outdated and not accurate a predictor. I think it's kind of an oversimplified, like, oh, it's just people are more successful in relationships if their parents had a successful one, like some stat that was maybe from one study. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not something that is a predictor. And I know that there's also a pressure on each of the women to have a story that they have to talk about. I'm trying to remember who it was on Colton's season. That was it, Hannah G, that just talked about her parents' divorce, but it wasn't like there was anything traumatic out of it. Whereas Kelsey had like a legitimate thing to like talk about, being abandoned from her dad, by her dad, but that she would obviously want to share at the right moment. But it felt like in other seasons, they have to like, I don't know, maybe feel like they have to make something out of something that they wouldn't necessarily bring up right then, or wasn't a negative thing in the end for them. So, Yeah, it's interesting. And then we see, like, yeah, I love it about it, like Madison or something when her parents are still together. Like, why is that
like,
different?
Congrats.
Yeah,
it's like that. Whatever. Sure. Good job.
But yeah, find the person that you're most, that you connect with the most. It's not really like a factor in the end. And then Emma Rose says, why is Peter bugging me so much? Do any of these women even like him anymore? What's the point? These are my questions.
I think you don't like him because he's feeling a little spineless lately.
Mm.
It seems like he's having a tough time making any decision whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, stick to your guns, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He is more annoying lately. there's still time to turn it around. Maybe like the injury will awaken a new side of him. He gets his like Harry Potter scar and it's like a whole new Peter emerges. Who knows? Let's see. Do the women like him anymore?
Yes.
They definitely still want to be on the show. They didn't walk off the show like I thought some of them would. So that was disappointing to me. Christina Zaccardi, which is more frustrating to watch? A season where the lead doesn't let the opinions of their suitors influence their decisions at all, Hannah, or the one where the lead lets their suitors influence their decisions too much, Peter?
I think it's better when it's like Hannah, because at least she's just kind of strong and going for it, right?
Yeah, and then it gets very frustrating towards the end when someone like Luke P is still around, but look at the payoff when she like got to tell him off.
Mm-hmm.
Like they usually eventually find out for themselves. They don't usually pick the one that everyone doesn't like, except Ben F.
Yeah.
But we like Courtney, so. Mary Kwiatkowski says, I'm all cut up again, and I've got to say, I do at least appreciate that some of the girls aren't letting the structure of the show, Lee taking all the time with only a few girls to get to the bottom of drama, just go idly by. Shout out to Deandra and Sydney for calling Peter and, more importantly, the show out, even though Sydney was completely the one who started off this. And she says, my question, it seems pretty clear to me that the best move for Victoria F. would have been to just laugh right when she saw Chase and tell Peter then that they used to date. LOL, awkward, that's my ex. What are the chances? Do y'all think that the producers wouldn't let her do this and told her she can't mention anything to Peter until the dinner portion of the date? Also, I assume Peter is smart enough to understand that the producers did this on purpose. Do we think he said anything to them about being annoyed with it?
Absolutely, that is the right move for Victoria just to laugh it off. We said that. I don't think that, like, I think the producers didn't have any part in her reaction, honestly. I think this is just who Victoria is. Like, she was freaking out about the flying and the roller coasters and the fashion show and just like everything. Like, I feel like freaking out is what I would expect from her. I don't know. I also don't assume Peter is smart enough to understand that the producers did this on purpose. Like, he just doesn't seem like the brightest bulb in the box. Like, he's hot and he's nice, but like missing like
he the, might be that still other like
point in the triangle.
The ones where like, oh, they're my friends. Like, the producers are my friends. They wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, take things at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, we say private concert, but it was really like a concert where there's like tons of other people there.
Yeah.
But these concerts on The Bachelor, it's like still, I remember seeing on Nick's season when they were in Milwaukee and I saw a listing for like the audience has to arrive. Like, they know they're going to be on The Bachelor and they have to arrive like at 3 p.m. for like a 7 p.m. You know, like you have to go through like this huge line and seemed like a big hassle and to get like a free concert. So I don't think it was like one of his tour dates, you know, and then they just happened to show up, but they had a little platform. So that part of it might have been overwhelming. Like, there's all these people watching. So she doesn't want to like take away from the moment or cause like this whole crowd to start like, oh, what's going on? And
yeah,
more of those rumors to spread.
Laugh it off, whisper it in his ear and just like giggle about it.
Right. Yeah. Even just like, oh, I know this guy, like, I have to tell you later or something. Because, yeah, it was so awkward, too, when she's, like, singing along. And then he's like, oh, you know this song. Yeah, I love this song. And then to, like, put it together later on. Kind of interesting. I don't know if he like he has to know at least like producers are like they choose what the dates are and but he might have thought they didn't know and it's a crazy coincidence. But at least he would know that she had nothing to do with it. And so he didn't let that like influence them at all. It seems weird that they'd even like I know they ask about exes, but I feel like she'd have to volunteer the information like oh, I was with this like country singer, you know. I don't think that they would specifically be like, "Hey, have you dated anyone famous?"
Maybe, like, maybe they did.
Maybe they do, and yeah. And then you just think like, "Oh, that might help me get on the show because it like, gives me some credibility or something." Who knows?
Yep,
you may never know.
I feel like I know that they. I don't know. This is just like not. If you are watching the show and you think that this is just a coincidence. Boy, do I have a pig that flies to sell ya.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You've got the oceanfront property in Cleveland to sell. So that's it for questions. Let's see. Do you have takes from Doug?
I do. Let me just pull those on up.
Is Doug experienced with Cleveland?
I'm not sure. Let's see. What do you think is more awkward, singing along to a song that you and Chase Rice probably banged to while dancing with someone else on national television, or trying to act like you actually enjoy Cleveland as a city? How dare you? Cleveland's nice. remember when Roll Tide and Let Me Rip a Cheers were a low point for Toast? I forgot Let Me Rip a Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
I don't remember, but it was something. I give you cheers to our sons having hot moms and successful dads. It's tough to imagine why Chase let Victoria F go.
This will be the toast that we'll give at your wedding. To you and Ethan.
Let's rip a cheers, everyone. Haley, imagine for a moment that you need to lie to Ethan. What is the most whimsical take you think you can make up after saying the words, "You deserve to hear my truth," and have him believe it? I genuinely think he would believe anything I said, at least for a couple minutes.
You deserve to hear my truth.
You deserve. Like, I think he would just, like, believe anything I said. I don't understand why they paid that random cellist to sit outside Cleveland City Hall. They should have used that budget to get multi-Grammy award-winning Niagara legend Walter Ostnack to give Peterson polka lessons. Oh, yeah, there's a guy who's from Niagara who's won, like, the polka category, like, every year at the Grammys or something like that. what do you find tougher to believe? That Peter's trying his hardest, or that Cleveland City Hall is in any way romantic? Okay, I'll give you that. City Hall is probably not that romantic. Yeah. Although, probably quite a few people got married there, right?
Yeah. I'm always impressed, though. They can always find, you know, in any city, they can kind of find the same. They can find, like, a historic mansion for the cocktail party. They can find, like, somewhere to set up a date where it's just a nice table and somewhere that you'd normally not have dinner and have a catered dinner there, have a cool backdrop for a group date. So, yeah, maybe they'll be in your city next, Haley.
Excuse me, Niagara's great.
No, they would be good. I was thinking Wayne Fleet.
Yeah, no, nothing in Wayne Fleet. Not much you can do there. None of these people are likable, right? They all seem terrible. Is Hannah Ann actually the best choice? Oh, God, she is, isn't she? Yeah, like, she might be growing on me.
She was pretty invisible this episode. Sorry, yeah. On the football date a little bit.
That's probably why she was growing on me, because I didn't see anything.
We didn't have to see any drama.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it from Doug. That's it from us.
All right. If you missed last week's podcast, that was a real fun one.
Oh, God, that was great.
From Big Brother. So be sure and catch up on that one. And yeah, we'll figure out next week, because it should be a challenge.
Yeah, we'll see
how it goes. If Wednesday is super exciting, we'll find a way to get a podcast recorded. If it's if it's like, okay, they padded something here, we'll cover it one way or another. It's just might not be right away. So
yeah, we'll see what happens.
We will see. All right, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
All right, what are you covering there lately?
I haven't posted anything for a couple of weeks. I've had a really crazy couple of weeks for work. So I'm going to write a couple posts tomorrow, so hopefully something will be up.
Cool. All right, and you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.